Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Drawing from the timeless biblical story of two sisters who had a very special guest visit their home, and from her own prayer life, Beneath Rothstein, in her book, The Daily Devoted Woman, a two-week devotional guide for women to draw closer to Christ, shares the importance and priority of daily devotions in the Christian woman's life. She shares biblically-based truths and practical insights on how to have a fulfilling and timely daily devotional time with Christ. Denise was born in Santa Monica, California, deciding at age 16 to follow Christ. Now, early in her Christian life, she developed a love for learning about God and His Word that led to a desire to teach His Word to women at her church. She was asked to lead a Bible study for the women's Bible study group at her church, also becoming a worship leader. Denise Rothstein, author of The Daily Devoted Woman, a two-week devotional guide for women to draw closer to Christ, our special guest on This Week in America. Denise, welcome to the program. It's great to have you today.
I'm happy to be with you.
It is a fascinating topic, and this will be an interesting conversation. Let's start with the very basics. How did you get the idea for this book?
Well, one day I was driving on the 405, and, you know, they call it sometimes 405 hours.
Yes.
And so I was listening to a talk show, and a missionary by the name of Andrew Brunson was being interviewed, and someone asked him, what would you say to us Christians who'd be terrified about when we might be called out for our religion? Because Andrew Brunson was in prison in Turkey. He was released in October, but he was in prison for about a year. And so his response was, you know, my wife was with me in prison for about 2 weeks, and during that time, I noticed that she had more peace, more joy, in a sense, more, she wasn't as worried, and I attest that to the fact that she had a daily time, as long as I could remember, as, you know, as long as I have known her, to just spend time with God every morning, and then it made me think about the fact that I really, as much as he was a pastor and busy, you know, doing pastoral work and even a missionary, he said, I needed to spend more time with God. And so I would tell you, spend more time with God. And that's what he told her. And I started journaling. I just started journaling about it.
And the book we're talking about, The Daily Devoted Woman, a two-week devotional guide for women to draw closer to Christ. Denise Rothstein, our guest on the program. A lot of people, Christians, go to church, they serve, they try to be good, but they're either unaware or forget that God wants to have a relationship with them and talk to them. In fact, at the beginning of your book, you talk about God's daily invitation to you. Talk about that and how important, and maybe something we all overlook. It's something very simple, but maybe something we overlook.
Yes, and I think that with this busy electronic digital age, we've gotten so sucked into that, you know, even social media in some respects, so sucked into it that we have become less relational. And Jesus was a very relational man. We celebrate Christmas and Easter, and those are the main things we focus on, his birth and death and resurrection. We forget that in between time when he had relationships with people. And in fact, Martha and Mary and Lazarus were very close to him. He considered them his family. And so having that relationship with God and with one another, quality time with one another, but especially with our Creator, with our God, is so important. And I think that Christians, they get busy, they go to church, they get that checked off. They serve, they get that checked off. You know, they're being a good example, they get that checked off, and they forget to kind of, especially in this busy age, to have some quiet time alone with God.
The book, The Daily Devoted Woman, a two-week devotional guide for women to draw closer to Christ. Denise Rothstein is the author and our guest of the program. Her website is dailydevotedwoman.com. Book available wherever books are sold. You can link on directly to Denise's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You guide us in establishing daily prayer and listening to God. You do basically a who, what, where, why, and when. Talk about it, because as I'm reading through that, it's like, you know what? This is really simple. If you even follow the 5W step, you're closer to accomplishing your goal, aren't you?
Absolutely. And I think that that's the thing that we forget, that God is daily inviting us. And it really is simple. I talk about a few steps later on in the book of how to have kind of a method also. And the first method is S-O-U-L, which is sit and be still for S. Open your Bible, understand what you read, because it's important to understand. So we pray for understanding. We try to focus and listen to God. So just that, just thinking about the fact that, yes, it's a who, what, where, why, kind of, and when thing, where the who is God, the what is a quiet time, the where is a place you set apart, and the when is every day. If you can do anything else every day, you can take 5 minutes and build upon that maybe weekly to just spend time alone with God, because he's constantly speaking to us. And so we got to get our kind of antennas open to him every day, or else we'll become desensitized to his voice, and listen to all the other, sound waves around us, all the other voices, rather than God's voice.
And there are a lot of other voices out there. In your book, yeah. The Daily Devoted Woman, as I mentioned, you start off by talking about God's daily invitation to you. And you say God is daily sending out his loving invitation to you. It's an invitation meant for a response. Once you started doing that, did you sense your life changing? I would think you'd find that tranquility, maybe if you do this at the start of the day, just to take some time to reflect it and to connect.
Absolutely. I think it's very important for everybody to do. We make our to-do list and we plan and all that. But, Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. And what he meant is you can't really do anything significant for the kingdom of God. And like you said, that piece of just surrendering to God, just putting it in his hands and just saying, okay, I'm not going to do this alone. Because there are a lot of people who really, single moms, people who, wives of people in the army, things like that, who kind of feel like they're doing it all alone at times. But when you know that you have a helper, you have God through the Holy Spirit, through the Word, just to give it over to. And so I point to many verses in the Bible where God does say, Jesus didn't just speak to people back then when he spoke these verses. He was speaking to us now. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He wasn't just talking to Martha and Mary, He wasn't just talking to the people back then. So it is important to realize he really meant it for us.
If a woman has the book and it's out on the coffee table and the husband sees it, a husband is going to get something out of this as well. Why women? Although I know that was the focus, but this really applies to all of us, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I think the dynamic of the story of Jesus visiting Martha and Mary,
yes,
something women can especially relate to, Martha being the doer, wanting to prove, especially Jesus visiting, that she was a, on her game, and Mary just sitting and listening to the master teacher, and so we can relate to that. I would tell my mom would cook and for dinner, we'd have people over and she'd be cooking for hours and then she'd sit with us for 5 minutes, and then get up,
yes,
go to the kitchen, come back. So it's important to, again, develop that importance in our hearts of relating to one another, but especially relating to God, to Jesus, because he was a relational person. And I think that the men definitely can definitely benefit. I've already heard men saying, wow, this has really helped me. So,
It's interesting in reading the reviews. This is not a book where you sit each day for an hour and a half. This really is easy to understand, easy to comprehend, and it's quick. It just, I guess, it doesn't take a lot of time, but it really increases our focus, doesn't it? We really are, it's very intent during that time that we're actually listening.
Absolutely. I think that, each day builds upon the day before.
Yes.
And so you really kind of get drawn. You got drawn into the story and get drawn into how this can relate to my life. And so some of the verses being, casting all your cares upon him because he cares about you. The writer wouldn't have said that if he didn't really know that, and so Peter was the writer who wrote that, and he was a fisherman, and so he casting a net into the sea means casting this big soggy net into the ocean. So I kind of go over that and try to explain how we just carry everything on our shoulders, and God wants us to just lift that heaviness out. And so it's very compelling. It draws people in, and I think that that's why people have really enjoyed it. Yeah.
It's very well written, and it's very well designed. By that, I'm saying it's very compact. This is easily put into what, a purse or a briefcase. You can carry it with you, and you never know when you may need to bring it out and do a little reflection.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've heard a lot of women say that it's perfect. I mean, I have one right here, you know, and I have it by my side where it was just in my purse a few minutes ago. And, you know, a lot of women have told me, you know, I take it to the doctor's office in the waiting room and read it, you know, or when my kid's at the park, you know, I'll read it. And so, yeah, absolutely. Lightweight, easy to read, simple, not difficult to understand. You know, a lot of the topics are very relatable also to every person, really.
Yes.
So I think that that's why they're enjoying it so much.
Denise Rothstein, that's Rothstein, is our guest on the program. The book is The Daily Devoted Woman, a 2-week devotional guide for women to draw closer to Christ. Why focus on 2 weeks? Why did you begin with that?
Well, you know, again, I'm thinking about the average busy Christian woman, you know,
yes,
that they've got all these things on their plate, especially moms, you know. And I think what happens is, to be able to put something in a smaller amount of time where you can learn it and apply it and then maybe go back to it, you know, if you're in the process of applying it, and not make it seem like this big lesson book, you know, I think that that's what really was really in my mind, thinking about the average busy woman. Also, we are told that it takes 3 weeks, 21 days to establish a habit. And so I thought, well, not necessarily, you know, I can establish a habit in less amount of time. And I said, well, let's try 2 weeks. And so so I think that has really been another factor where people are like, yeah, you know what, 2 weeks is enough. And now I'm starting to get the hang of this, you know. So, yeah, that's pretty much why.
Judging from the reviews, that time frame is working out. Excellent reviews for the book, The Daily Devoted Woman. You say in the beginning, no amount of service can compare with the blessings of time with Him. Talk about that and the impact this has made on your life. Once you set aside this time, it's just you and Him at that particular point in time. Talk about how that changed your life and how long it took before you felt maybe a sense of calmness when it came that time to communicate during the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason why I said that, first of all, was because Jesus told Martha, when, you know, Martha saw her sister Mary and said, Jesus, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work to myself? Tell her to help me. You know, and Jesus' response was, Martha, Martha, you're so worried and concerned about so many, and bothered, he said, so worried and bothered about so many things. Mary has chosen the good part. And so, you know, we're thinking, well, how can that be when I have all these things to do, you know, and especially when someone like Jesus is visiting? Well, Jesus was saying, you know what, I want you to stop what you're doing, take a load off your feet, sit at my feet, and just learn from me. And that's, to me, that's relieving, you know?
Yes.
And so that's, to me, that's where it started. And honestly, yeah, having that time every day is so important to, it's kind of like when women go to get their nails done or men go and play their sport, you know, it's like they're just kind of getting that, or a retreat or whatever it is. You kind of need a daily mini retreat with the Lord to kind of just lay it all at His feet. And those are a couple of the chapters talk, you know, those are the topics about just kind of laying it at His feet, having peace, and just being able to start the day knowing that it's going to be okay. Whatever happens, I can deal with it with God's help.
Something else you say is very interesting as well in the book. Then as you grow in intimacy with Christ, you will find that your work and service will become less of a burden as you turn to God. And I think you might have alluded to that in the last lesson. So that sort of makes everything else a little bit easier. It's sort of what it lines everything up, and things fall into place then.
Absolutely. And the Bible says that that times of refreshing come from the Lord. And I refer to Psalm 23 when it says he guides me down paths of righteousness. But before that, he talks about leading them to quiet waters and restoring their soul, making them rest, right? He's talking about the sheep, referring to us. So, but we have to be willing. We have to be willing to work. Why wouldn't we, right? But we forget that Jesus wants the best for us. And times of rest are important, you know? And so times of refreshing also come from the Lord, but we need to apply ourselves to that. And we'll find so many more benefits. We won't feel like, you know, oh my goodness, I need a vacation, you know?
Yes.
You know, because we've had that daily, you know, and there are times, of course, we need vacations, but we won't feel so, you know, frustrated with life. And also that joy that just comes, your work won't seem as heavy of a burden, because you'll be kind of singing in step, you know, you'll be, you know, whistling while you work, in a sense, because you've had that time where God's spoken to you, he's encouraged you, and it could be through Bible study. I was listening to a message on the radio, I'm like, wow, God, that was encouraging to me, thank you, you know. So
yes.
It's absolutely so important to do, and so beneficial to everyone, not just the super busy person, you know.
A minute or so left in the program. You've done such an excellent job with this book, The Daily Devoted Woman. Are you working on another book now?
I am. I'm starting to work on another book. I'm really want people to get this one into their hands, because this is going to be the start of the next one. You know, it's going to be kind of a prelude. So you kind of want to read this one first and really, really get into it and grasp it. And then you'll be even more excited for the next one.
And you will find this book is really life-changing. The book is The Daily Devoted Woman, a 2-week devotional guide for women to draw closer to Christ. Denise Rothstein, that's Rothstein, is the author. Her website is dailydevotedwoman.com, book available where books are sold. And you can link on directly, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, directly to Denise's website and get more information on the book and be able to order it there as well. Denise, a pleasure. I love the passion, the enthusiasm, the message. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much.
It is our pleasure having you with us. The Daily Devoted Woman, a 2-week devotional guide for women to draw closer to Christ by Denise Rothstein. The book's available at her website, dailydevotedwoman.com. Information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after we pause for these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.